This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Revelry on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Yeah, you heard the man right. Nick Sciarra is back. That makes us all very happy. It means the band is back together. It's The Usual Suspects. It's Barry and Joel at Revelry on Richmond. It is a great spot. We keep telling you, you need to be here. And you can stop in and see us till 4, then see Fred, AJ, and the Blitz here till 7 as you get ready to watch the World Series Game 3. It's a big game. It's going to be a big atmosphere. And if you don't have tickets to the game, this is the place to be. They're doing tailgate parties out in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Dollar hot dogs, Frito pies, nachos, big screen TV in the parking lot, shot specials, all kinds of stuff going on. So either Revelry, the games, or the game itself at Minute Maid if you got lucky enough to get tickets, or your living room, I guess.
No, you'd be smart. You go to Astros, pick you up a shirt, or go to Academy, yeah. Pick you up an Astros shirt and hat, get over to Revelry, watch the game, find a hot chick, take her home. Hey, good night.
We're doing giveaways every hour, too,
okay.
By the way.
Yeah.
With these A&M tickets.
Right.
So we give away the A&M tickets. We're all fired up. And my man who won them says he's not an A&M fan. And he's sitting at the table next to three guys with A&M shirts on. I don't know if I'm Monty Hall or not, but let's make a deal, Chief.
Hater in the house.
Good Lord. There has to be a deal made there somewhere. But he's so busy on his cell phone right now, moving and shaking.
Right.
He hasn't even realized that the financial opportunity was right there in front of him.
You want to do Q?
Q. Go ahead.
Q.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Hey, man. Hey, Nick, welcome back, man. The show wasn't the same without you.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot.
I got two examples about this whole thing that y'all are talking about, okay? So the first example, I always take up a couple minutes of y'all's time. You have the Dakota Pipeline, right, which is going through, like, Native American territory. It was a big deal.
Yep.
So
yep.
A saying that people say all the time is having too many chiefs, not enough Indians, right? Have y'all heard that saying before?
I have, indeed. Yep.
Okay, so let's say they had a meeting, and too many people were talking, trying to have their way while they were negotiating for the Dakota Pipeline. And somebody said, whoa, 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 there's too many chiefs, not enough Indians. Now, I have no problem with that thing. I never had a problem with that thing. But seeing with the circumstances and the situation that you're negotiating with Native Americans and you need to use that thing, then it's like, whoa, hold up, did you really just say that? My other example, me and my wife fight all the time. Oh, whoa. We don't fight all the time, but we'll joke around and stuff. And
yeah, you do.
I'll say something funny, and she'll say, shut up, you stupid, you know? Now, let's say we're fighting, and she were to say, shut up, you're stupid. I'm going to take it totally different. It's all about how you say it and when you say it. I have no problem. I'm African-American male. I have no problem with what he said, because I've heard that saying before. But the times that he said it, right now, when there's so much turmoil, that is the issue that people are having, in my opinion.
I totally get it, Q, and I think that's what we were saying at the beginning of the show. Appreciate the call, man, as always. You're right, because the example that you gave with too many chiefs, not enough Indians, the Dakota Pipeline negotiations, if that occurred, which is the exact point that I was making earlier, it's not that he used the phrase because it's a common phrase. It's when he used it. It was the timing
right.
of it that was insensitive and caused the backlash.
Because
so I get
of-
it.
Because of the hype sensitivity of the of everything that's going on,
yeah.
too, it got blown up quickly. But now let me ask you a question, just before we put the wraps on this topic, right? The way I've always heard the phrase used is the inmates running the asylum,
yep.
not the prison.
I've heard both.
Would that make a difference, that you're crazy but not a prisoner?
I don't know.
Just
I mean,
throwing it out there. Because
if it were me, I don't think it would.
Okay.
I don't think it would, but I can't speak for NFL players.
Right,
in that
I can't
situation.
Speak for the masses and what their
yeah,
opinions
I
might be.
I can't speak for
but
African-American
it was just a question
men.
I had, because I had always heard it being the inmates running the asylum. When I read the quote, I was like, well, that didn't sound right to me. Like, that's not the right phrase, but I think that obviously the phrase he used made it even worse.
Right, yeah, I could see that.
A right.
Couple of texts real quick. More love for Nicholas. Good job. Hey, guys, want to say you love the show. Daily listener, that was from Vince. Careful talking about Bregman's suit, Barry. He'll call you out on Twitter. That was from your friendly neighborhood beer salesman. Yeah, yeah, he will. And then he'll get his own hashtag, apparently. Somebody wanted to know, what's the NFL record for teams scoring 0 points in a game for a season? There's been a lot of shutouts. Is it bad offense or good defense? Both?
Yeah, it's a combination, but there's some really bad teams in the NFL.
There is, but there's a lot of parity this year, too. Let's be real.
Completely agree.
There's a lot more teams that I think are hanging around than you might expect. So it's tough. It's chicken or egg, right?
I mean, I told you, if the Eagles had lost that game to the Redskins last week, every team in the league would have had at least two losses. That's crazy. You always think there's one dominating team. You know, even before the season started when Vegas was saying, will it be the Patriots undefeated all the way to Week 10?
Right.
Or will there be two winless teams all the way to Week 10? Well, now you're looking at where every team in the league but one has at least two losses, and the Eagles have one. There's no undefeated teams. That defines parity more than anything else.
Yeah, pretty crazy. Just saw some people selling Astro shirts on the side of the road. Maybe that was the guy you saw.
It's a genuine Now, if he's got some
but
Nike.
He was in Beaumont.
If he's selling some Nikes, too, you never know.
Yeah, he was in Beaumont. Oh, he had shoes in there?
Oh, my God. I said he had six pairs of, you know the Nike shoes that all come in the orange box?
Yeah.
He had six boxes of Nike shoes.
Wow.
And all the gear and all the clothes.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he made a quick, clean getaway in the car in a hurry.
Yeah, be on the lookout. Somebody asked, am I in Beaumont tonight? Yeah, actually, as a matter of fact, I have a show at, it's called Sugars, or Sugas, S-U-G-A-S, Sugas, in Beaumont, Deep South Cuisine, 7 to 9. Yeah, I don't know, I guess you can get tickets, that's a good question, maybe at Sugas? I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know if it's sold out or not. I don't have a clue, they didn't give me any.
Are you performing on a pole? At Sugas?
No. No one wants to see my naked body. Trust me.
Is it sweet?
No. You don't want to see my gut exposed. Believe me on that. No.
Some people think you're getting ready for a fitness competition.
No, there will be no pole dancing at Sugas. Lauren Pope said they got good food, so I'm excited about that.
Well, that's
I may have to try that out. But yeah, I'm at Sugas. If you're in the Beaumont area, 7 to 9, come out, catch a show. I'm with Adam Bob, Zaya Devji, and Crystal Powell. She was recently on Heart of the City on Comedy Central with Kevin Hart's show. So, yeah,
the link you got up.
It's going to be good times. The $30 tickets include food, so come out.
That's a pretty good
deal in
itself.
I mean, there's nothing else going on. There's no sporting event that anyone would want to watch.
Right.
I have a feeling it's going to be packed. You know what I mean? Like, just, wall to wall. Nothing else to do tonight. No games on.
No.
I mean, like
do they have TVs in there?
God, I hope not.
I was going to say, because that could be a problem for you if you're doing
a comedy show
and they got TVs going.
We talk about it all the time where you go to a bar or a restaurant and they have a show going. Like, I used to do this show downtown at Market Bar.
Okay.
And it was on Sunday nights, and they would start it just in the middle of the evening. So you would have the restaurant would be full of people. Mm-hmm. Eating, and then all of a sudden be like, hey guys, 5 minutes, we're gonna have comedy, and everyone's like just getting their food, and so we call them comedy hostages, because now they're like, well, damn, I gotta eat, but now I gotta hear all these D jokes and perverted people telling me
you're trying to get the audience's attention, and you're hearing the forks and the spoons hitting
it's the worst.
I bet that
would
be tough.
So no, everyone there should be expecting comedy, so it won't be a surprise. There will be no comedy hostages tonight.
All right, so not a lot of surprises coming up before Game 3, 4, and 5 here in Houston for the World Series this weekend. We'll get to that and a whole lot more, but see if you're okay with the fact that J.J. Watt throwing out the first pitch tonight. You and I called it. We had talked about this earlier in the week when we had heard that Reed Ryan was working on something big. I'm thinking like Willis Reed. He's going to limp out to the mound, and everyone's going to be tear-jerkingly excited as J.J. bounces one up there and can't plant on his knee, and then maybe the leg gives out. Maybe later he comes back in the seventh inning and sings the Take Me Out to the Ball Game to show that it's a comeback for the ages.
You think?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I do think too much. And then Presidents 41 and 43 on Saturday. Hopefully there's not Vin Scully dramatics and a whole skit and a theatric play that goes on with the throwing out of the first pitch. And maybe, to make you happy, there's only one first pitch, not six.
Yeah, that was excessive.
All right, so we'll talk about the Astros in just a minute, but right now I'm going to tell you again about the great events going out in Magnolia this weekend. It's all happening tomorrow, Saturday, October the 28th. It's brought to you by ESPN 97.5 and Culture Map. It is the Horses and Goddesses Gala. As I said, it's out in Magnolia, and it is a fantastic event. And all you need tickets for is the gala itself. Everything else is free to the public, so you can bring the whole family out. There's going to be $100,000 in prize money and a world-class field in all kinds of equestrian events, beautiful horses. resources, lots of competitions, lots of fun to be had for everybody involved. And then, of course, at night, if you get tickets, the gala is an amazing event. It's a great fundraising experience, lots of socialization between lots of great people, good food, good beverage. All you need to do is go to harriscup.com. That's HARAS cup.com for tickets. The day of the events are all free and open to the public, as I mentioned, and the tickets are limited to the gala, and they're going fast. So hit to harriscup.com and be amazed.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Revelry on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Because I'm Mexican, I'm pissed. They got to fix one thing, okay? The early movies, the original ones, were racist to Mexicans. And I realized that watching them again, the Jawas, the little things with the glowing eyeballs. Who do you think they were? They were brown. They talked fast. Nobody understood them. How did they make a living? They would collect junk and then fix it and then sell it back to white people. And what happened when their business was done? All of them hopped in one van and drove off into the desert. Fix the Jawas, okay?
In case you missed it, it's an F Yeah Friday, and as we like to do on Fridays, anything goes, and F Yeah means football, fun, and a whole lot more. It also means funny, and a couple weeks ago, Barry started getting us into a little bit more indoctrination into the comedy world with F standing for funny, and us highlighting and featuring different comics. And with that, that was Jerry Rocha, who's going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour.
3:30 he'll be here. In fact, I talked to Ken out at the joke joint, so we can even give away some tickets.
Oh, cool.
We'll make it real simple to win. But, yeah, we'll give away some tickets while Jerry's here, and we'll have one more audio of him at least at 3:15 to feature him. But, yeah, Dallas Comics, so he's a Texas guy, moved out to L.A., been doing some things out there, got his Netflix special, which is really funny, by the way. If you need something to look at on Netflix, check out Jerry Rocha's The Gentleman. Really funny dude, so I think you'll enjoy it.
That's cool. Good. I'm glad he's going to actually be here, too. That's always neat, too.
Yeah.
To kind of put a name with a face, and everybody can catch up with him as well. So, by the way, we are at Revelry on Richmond, so if you want to see Jerry, which Barry was just talking about, see us, like a lot of the loyal listeners have been stopping by and saying hi, we're going to be here all afternoon until 4 o'clock, and then the Blitz is going to be here till 7. 1613 Richmond Avenue, Richmond at Dunleavy. Stop on by, and it is the place to be all weekend long to watch the World Series, to watch college football. They're doing an outdoor tailgate party around the parking lot. They got a big screen TV. They got all kinds of specials, drink specials, margarita specials, shot specials, and of course, $1 nachos, Frito pies, and hot dogs.
Man,
it's a good deal.
Dude, if I wasn't on a diet, $1 nachos, Frito pie, are you kidding me?
Can I honestly tell you who's not on a diet?
Drew?
Drew.
That big ass pretzel? What is
that? We needed to remind the people at Revelry that when Drew is working on anything marketing, that means he is going to eat for a small army. So no matter what you're gaining by us being here and all the giveaways and all the other things, you're losing because Drew the Tank is going to work. That pretzel's huge.
Drew, why does your shirt have holes in it? I don't understand that. Do you have moths at the house? What's going on there? Oh, I don't remember the 80s. Is that an 80s shirt? Okay, my bad. I had no idea. I think The Usual Suspects should make a shirt for the show and incorporate Dilly Dilly into the design.
Now, Drew, is it that you that told me that they're making two shirts for the show that you saw that we have no idea about?
What?
I had no idea. There's so many things I'm like out of the loop on.
Literally, you just saying that is the first time I've heard that.
I heard it last night for the first time from the big fella when he was
damned.
In between bites.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
As long as it's to scale so we can see how big Joel's head is. Like Barry Bonds. You're the one that said you had a hat size close to Barry Bonds. Why
if
are you
I
getting
say
mad
it,
at
it's
me?
Okay. It doesn't matter
oh, okay.
if I say it.
Is that how it works?
If you say it, it's a totally different
story. All
right. Story.
It's totally. Okay. That's fine.
Then
I get
we
it.
Then we bring violence into the picture.
By
we
the
don't
way,
want to do that.
One more thing about the Bob McNair thing, and then we'll move on to talk Astros. But Adam Schefter tweeted out Hopkins' absence from practice was absolutely related to Bob McNair. And his comments per a source.
Wow.
per a source.
This one's not going to fade off into the sunset quietly, it doesn't look like. And with the Texans preparing for the Seahawks, that's a tough day to miss practice.
Yeah, not
final game planning and everything going in, and you're going to miss Friday.
Yeah, and then they said Bill O'Brien also used a personal day, I guess, to miss practice.
Yep.
So, yeah. So let's talk Astros. Let's move on.
Yeah, let's do it. I mean, we got a lot to talk about, a lot that we can say. But we also know that you guys want to say some things, and we've been talking about it on the station all day. Sean is on hold right now. He wants to talk Astros. Great transition into Astros baseball.
Hello.
Sean, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are y'all doing? Yeah, I got two questions. The first one is, what are the odds of the Astros and the Dodgers, who's going to win the World Series now that they're tied one-on-one? And the other question is, with the deteriorating income of some NHL teams, what would the owner do of the Rockets? Would he get an expansion team, or would he try to buy one of the other teams that are, you know, really bad in income?
What was the first question again, Sean?
Yeah, Sean, what was your first question?
I said the odds of who's won the World Series now. The odds pretty even now, you know.
I read the odds the other day that, whoever wins game two?
Yeah, but there's also like a game one, whoever wins.
Yeah, there's all those different scenarios.
So your updated odds, it looks like Dodgers in four. They're just crying faces. 16% Dodgers in five, 20% Dodgers in six, 19% Dodgers in seven. And for your Astros, 10% in five, 17 in six, and 17.1 in seven.
So the Astros are still a little behind.
Yeah, a little bit. I think it's pretty evenly matched, though. I think you could almost I mean, I'm sticking by my Dodgers in six.
Your Dodgers.
My prediction of Dodgers in six. But
I thought we was coming next.
No, but I think you could – I mean, if you told me it was a coin flip in game seven, I could buy that.
I could see it happening for sure. It's going to be interesting because of the fact that the Astros are looking to set a record if they win tonight for most home wins in a playoff run without a loss. So I think it's six in a row now. Looking for seven tonight. That'll be interesting.
Yep.
So that's one thing to keep an eye on. The other thing is obviously McCullers, who has been really, really good, facing a guy that has been, over his career, pretty darn good against the Astros in Yu Darvish. That'll be interesting in itself. And then before we get down to the baseball itself, your thoughts on J.J. Watt throwing out the first pitch tonight?
I mean, okay. I wanted Mattress Mac, but I get it, you know. I mean,
well, and here's the other thing.
I was fine. I think you should have gone Mattress Mac first, J.J. Watt second in game two or whatever. Maybe the Presidents are bringing some Astros for game three. I don't know why we have to run the Presidents out there. I mean, I get it. They're Presidents.
And Bush used to own the Rangers.
But I'd rather see them run a bunch of, you know, Biggio and Bagwell and Jose Cruz and Nolan Ryan. And let's run Mike Scott.
Can we
Scott.
Be in agreement
let's
that we don't
Mike
need
Scott.
A three-act play, though, for the, no, for the entire
No, but you could have had all those guys line up and throw the ball out as one. Like kind of the, they had Dude Perfect or whatever those guys' names are.
Yeah,
you could have run out a bunch of Astros. Well, I hesitate to say greats in the playoffs because they're, let's face it, that might be an oxymoron. But some of the Astros stars from previous years that made playoffs and run them out there. But, they did right. I mean, you know, getting JJ, what, $37 million? I can't argue with him going first.
Yeah, I mean, him raising the money, too, I get it. And because he's hurt, he's able to do it instead of his Texans' priorities. I just don't need a three-act play.
No, nope.
I don't need all the dramatics. Not that I wasn't a huge Vince Scully fan, and I don't think he's one of the greatest to ever do it. But that whole thing took way too long. I want to see the guys be able to focus on the game, and us, once we know what time the first pitch is supposed to be thrown out, we want the timing to be right so we can be ready for baseball.
Yeah, I wonder whose idea it was to drag it out like that. Was it Vince or
he's
or
a
Vince,
pretty humble guy about not liking the attention.
Is he?
Because there was a whole petition there that they wanted him to at least call a World Series game, and he said he didn't want to take away from anything and everything and didn't want to. So I don't know that it was all his, but that took way
too
long.
It seemed like an attention whore move to me, but whatever. I don't think it'll be that long. I don't think it'll be as drawn out this time around. I think they learned their lesson. All right, guys. Houston, your Astros are earning history as we speak. They're in the World Series, and the celebration continues at Academy Sports and Outdoors with all your Astros gear all ready for you to come by and pick up. So go show your support for the hometown team. Academy has you covered for all your gear. including restocking when they sell out of hats, shirts, or whatever it is you're looking for your Astros. So whether you're lucky enough to get to a game or you're going to a watch party, make sure you have on your Astros gear. It's a great time for our city. It is. They're bringing a championship home, we hope, and Academy is your one-stop shop for Astros and all your sporting gear needs, really. But you can get your Astros hats and gear out there right now. There's an Academy near you. Go check it out. Academy Sports and Outdoors, the official sporting goods retailer of the Houston Astros.
ESPN. 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Revelry on Richmond. This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, the Usual Suspects, President accounted for, Nick back at the station. Barry and I at Revelry, 1613 Richmond Avenue, right here in the heat and heart of Houston, Texas, which is not heat today, by the way. The roof will be closed tonight for a lot of you that have been asking on Twitter. Major League Baseball is controlling that now, but from what I've heard, the roof will be closed weekend.
Yep. The roof is closed.
Yeah, a lot of people having problems with that as well because of the money that was spent and because of the whole NRG issues with football. Now people think it should be open. Look, I think, I don't know where you are on this, but my whole thing is, the pitchers have gotten used to it over the years, the season here for the Astros. I don't suddenly want the roof to be open and the wind blowing a different direction and guys having to adjust when they're at home.
The ball's going to carry better.
Yeah.
That's for sure. I'm fine with it. I mean,
I
want it louder in there. You know, if that gets the players motivated or pumped up, I'm all for it.
Here's the thing. I'm not okay with it for football.
No.
Football, that thing should be open a lot. But
your
I am okay for the World Series.
Your Lambeau Field is showing.
How so?
Because I don't want it real cold or real hot.
I understand.
If
look,
it's not
I understand.
In the 70s, then I don't want it.
But that's my point. I'm okay, and I understand if it's really hot. But other than that, why did you spend the extra $50 million or whatever it was to make that stadium have a retractable roof, and you're never going to use it
For the 2 weeks out of the year that it's comfortable
for the rodeo?
No.
Just asking. Because, look, I understand it tonight. And I understand that for all intents and purposes, everything I've heard is, and I even heard Melissa Mendoza talking about it on ESPN this morning, that for all the kudos and all the props that Yankee Stadium got for being loud, that she said even during the regular season when the roof was shut, how loud Minute Maid was, but she fully expects it to be, like, out of this world this weekend, which is great because that's what you want the home field to be.
Hell yeah. That's the big thing. I mean, that was the big complaint last time the Astros were in the World Series. They didn't have that option. They wanted the roof closed to keep the noise in. And
I was there for the marathon.
It wasn't.
It was freezing, too. It was for me to say that, too. But it was that game would not end that night
until
Blummer hit the home run. And it was ice cold. There was a breeze coming. It was not the conditions were wicked for Houstonians. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. So it was below 70.
It was wicked
conditions.
I think by the time the game ended, it was in the 40s or lower. It was. I'm telling you, it was nippy.
That's straight up like Game
for
of Thrones winter in the 40s.
For here, yeah.
Yeah, I know. El Jefe is obviously triggered on Twitter about this whole two presidents throwing out the first pitch thing.
You're welcome.
He is tweeting out random pictures of Bush Jr. Well, I guess it wouldn't be Jr., would it?
43.
In his Rangers jacket,
he was an owner of the Rangers.
Yeah, I know.
I don't agree with it.
Well,
I think to your point, I mean, whether you bring out Bagwell and Biggio, whoever you bring out, but just as the Dodgers did, I don't think you bring. I understand Senior simply because he goes to games. He's been known as a Houstonian
forever.
He supports the Texans. All these things, I totally get that, but I do not get his son, who was a past owner of the Texas Rangers, taking part in this World Series first pitch.
I'm with you. I don't like it. Maybe
they're just doing it as security reasons so that Senior has something to grope that isn't going to get him in trouble.
Wow.
Because of all that controversy this week. Wow. I'm sure if he puts his hand around his son and gets a little tickets, he's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Now, the joking, it depends on who's in earshot. I'm just saying. You know.
Wow. You're on your own there, Pally.
That's fine.
No, I don't care. All right, so what are your – I mean, how do you see this going?
Well, here's what I like. I like being back in the American League Park. I like getting the designated hitter back. Yeah. I like the fact that the Astros, that should be a huge plus for them just simply because of the fact that that's when they are at their best, when they're at full strength, and you get another bat in the lineup. I love the fact that what they did in the 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th shows me that the bats are starting to wake up. They did it on the road. They've been good at home. I expect them to have a good offensive performance, and I love the fact that most of the Dodgers have not seen a lot of Lance McCullers, and I like the fact that Lance McCullers is going to come in with a load of confidence, not just with that curveball, but the fact that he feels like he's on a roll, let's be honest. So I know that you've brought the stats up too, and I know Darvish has had success against the Astros. I think it's a benefit how many times the Astros have seen him. And so for all those reasons and more, and I think we talked about this when we were going through the initial predictions, I fully expect the Astros to win this game.
All right, you are confident. I saw something this morning where I think his batting average against the Astros lineup, Darvish, is like 200.
I thought you said 193 during the week, so yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, he worries me, I tell you. And I've said it before, he's an Astros killer in a lot of ways. I think that Springer has had some decent success against him, but that's about it. I think you've got to get a quality start out of Lance McCullers, so he's got to go at least 6 innings. I worry about that bullpen. I think we mentioned it yesterday, but I think you're looking at a very short list of guys that you can trust anymore. And if the game is close, I think it comes down to 3 guys, and you can pick the order. But right now, I think you can only look at Harris and Gregerson and probably Colin McHugh out of that bullpen as the guys that you can rely on. And what order you think that needs to be in, I'll leave it up to you. I personally would probably bring McHugh out first in case you need to stretch him out a little bit. And then Harris and Gregerson is how I would close the game out.
I think
out
it's
at
situational. I think if you need a strikeout.
Just this once, though.
You might go a different direction. But I think if you're just looking for someone to eat up innings based on a switch or something like that, then I think McHugh, I'm totally with you in that regard. So it should be interesting. It should be a fired-up environment. The city is getting exact. What was very cool this morning, I don't know if you saw it, and a lot of the live shots on the morning shows had it too. Lisa Station, Channel 11, had it quite a few times. The skyline all lit up with a lot of the buildings that actually spelled out Astros and Astros on the skyscrapers in downtown. Very good look for the city.
Yeah.
Great feel for this city right now with everybody wearing the orange and getting ready for these games. I love it.
Dude, it doesn't happen often here, I'll tell you that. Twice in 56 years, 55 years, something like that a World Series game has been played in Houston? We should be excited.
I mean, it was 05, right?
That's it. But as a city, we should be excited that you get to experience that. You know what I mean? So it's awesome.
Yeah, without a question. And look, here's the thing that got lost the other night, and then some people started tweeting it. But the thing that was kind of just fell through the cracks because of the dramatics and the extra innings, that's the first win ever in a World Series in Astros history. That was a big game. That is something that people are going to remember. And the way that they did it is going to make it even easier to remember, and it's going to stick in the lore of Houston sports because of the fact that what a great way to get your first win in the World Series. Because I'm telling you this, if they had gone down 2-0, I feel like the series would have been over because of the way they lost it, because after they came back, because they got the 2-run lead, and then to see it go disintegrate quickly, that would have been so demoralizing. And then I think also just kind of in the back of their minds, they're going to go, and as a franchise, we still haven't even won a World Series game. That I think that all of that, I think there would have been a steamrolling negative effect if they had lost the other night. And I think that because they won, I think Big Mo is firmly on their side going into tonight's game.
I see that. I don't know that I put a lot of weight on momentum. I know I've heard a lot of people talking about it, saying, well, now, I mean, obviously you go out and you steal a game on the road, and the way that they did it, like you said, they're going to have momentum on their side. I don't know how much that means in baseball because you look at they came back with the Yankees having all of the momentum in that series coming home and won 2 in a row after that. But it's possible. I don't know. I think that when you combine the fact that they know that they can hit the Dodgers bullpen with the fact that they're at home and they love to hit at home, that might have a lot to do with it too.
I'm going to tell you something, man. In all my years playing baseball, and I'm not going to say that it would last for that throughout the weekend, right? But just going into this game tonight, when you get a win like you got, there is a swagger that they're going to come in with. And for a lot of things you just said too, the fact that now for all the talk about the Dodgers bullpen, they know – They can hit this bullpen. They've seen it, right? And because of the fact that when they come rolling in, they got a swagger like, you know what? There is certain times when you get a big emotional win like that that you start feeling like, hey, man, we feel really good. And it's better than being uptight, better than having that kind of must-win situation where a lot of guys kind of, for a lack of a better term, but they nut up a little bit. They get a little frozen. This is a good situation for them. It can change based on how everything goes tonight. But coming in, there's a swagger and a confidence that I like.
Yeah. I mean, I could see where you would definitely relax. You know, if that's your moment, if that's what you want to say the momentum is, I could definitely see them coming in a lot more loose and relaxed. And
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. It'll remain to be seen, though. I mean, dude, I can't tell you how much Darvish scares me. I know.
Kershaw scares me. Darvish does not scare
okay.
me.
Okay. All right. I feel like I wrote down, I was looking at the notes here, and I tried to come up with a – the last minute I kind of changed. Like I think the Dodgers win tonight, and I said 4-3.
Okay.
But I at one point, as I'm going through it and trying to figure out, I had it 5-1 Dodgers. I think it could be that ugly.
Really?
But I'll go 4-3 because the Astros are at home and they can hit. I hope I'm wrong. I really do. I hope I'm wrong. And I hope I'm wrong about Darvish, and I hope that the Astros win three
in a
row.
That's not what you were saying during the commercial. Right?
But that dude scares me a lot. So
he could be very, very good.
And I'm sure people are calling me hater on Twitter and all that. But.
And Nick, are you caught up to speed? I don't know if you know this or not. The Astros are in the World Series.
Did you know that?
I am aware they're in the World Series. I have
okay,
not been able to catch
is actually
any
tied
of the games
at one.
Though, so. Couldn't
okay.
give you an educated opinion.
I DVR'd them for you if you need them. And they're the Crickets.
Them.
Yeah.
He taped
okay.
them.
I taped them, yeah, when I took a break from watching NBA in my basement. So if you guys want to talk about some Stros, we are here for you. We've got lots to talk about with the game tonight, the games this weekend, interesting pitching matchups, see how everything unfolds starting this evening. But, of course, again, American League rules and the designated hitter in play helps your Astros simply because of the fact that now you get an extra bat in the lineup. You don't have to worry about going to the pen as early because of the problems and lack of trust that might be there with the bullpen.
Somebody had a good idea on Twitter or on the text line.
Will you share it with us now or after the break?
Have the Rockets championship team throw out a first pitch. I like it.
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
And the Astros would actually be up for that.
I think they would.
Yeah, I know they would. I'm not going to talk about the flip side. All right, on the flip side of this break, we got plenty more to talk about.
We
got to talk about the
tell.
Rockets playing tonight. We can if you want. We got the Rockets playing tonight at the Hornets. Unfortunately, if you're a Rockets fan and or the organization, no one will be watching unless you're actually in the building in Charlotte because everybody's eyes are going to be on Game 3 of the World Series between the Dodgers and the Astros at Minute Maid Park. Barry is here with me at Revelry on Richmond. Come on by and say hi. Nick's back at the studio. We'll be back with a whole lot more right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Revelry on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects, knee-deep in hour number two of the three-hour big show as George Springer's relatives have showed up here at the bar at Revelry, 1613 Richmond. You can be a part of the fun and festivities as well.
That's not true.
Okay, it's a guy with a Springer jersey on. It's all the same. He's part of the Springer expanded family as we all get ready to support and love our Astros this weekend.
In Houston.
Except for your Dodgers.
You know what?
You said your Dodgers. I'm just going by what you said.
Don't put words in my mouth, Joel.
Nick, what did we say? You can rewind that.
I think he said that. I'm not sure, honestly. I can't
lie
to you.
Nick. Damn it.
That was as definitive as Nick has ever been in defending me.
No. Clayton is giving me some grief on the Twitters. Clayton, he's like, every opposing team scares you. No.
You're just honest.
I'm just giving an opinion. The Yankees didn't really scare me. Their bullpen did.
Bullpen's damn good.
Yeah. That's the good news, though. I think I mentioned this, or one of us mentioned it earlier in the week. This is a team that's already faced supposedly the best bullpen in the American League.
Yep.
Now you're facing the best bullpen in the National League, so you know you can face a team like that that has a good rotation and a better bullpen and beat them. I mean, that what's to be worried about, right?
let's face the facts. I mean, Dave Roberts is scared to death.
They're going to sweep here at home, and that's it, right?
Huh?
Yeah. What?
Dave Roberts is scared to death.
You think?
Damn right, because if the pattern persists, the Astros win the series, and he loses his job.
Wow. That's true, huh?
I mean, John Farrell lost his job in Boston. Joe Girardi lost his job in New York. Plus, look at the markets you're knocking off. You're knocking off Boston, New York, and you could knock off L.A. And here's the other thing that I'm sick and tired of, because one thing that really got me going was I don't care the laundry list that you want to put out there, Dodgers, of who attended the games in L.A., celebrity-wise and otherwise. And everybody's like, and all the L.A. fans are like, what are you guys going to do? It's not about who comes to your games. The city could be all blue-collar fans that just love their team. I don't care about that crap. But the other thing is, now all the shows based out of L.A. are just all about, let's go blue. Blue with a big weekend. Like, our Dodgers are going to win. Shut the hell up.
Are they local shows or national?
No, Entertainment Tonight. What's the chick on Entertainment Tonight? Nancy Odell?
Can I tell you, I wouldn't be able to name.
I get home last night, and Lisa's got the Entertainment Tonight on her the other night, and they're like, our Dodgers and go blue, and you're a national show. Shut the hell up.
They live in L.A., though.
I don't care.
I mean,
while you're doing a national show for the masses, for the nation, don't show your partial. Like Matt Lauer was all panties in a wad when the Yankees were losing.
Okay, now I'm gonna say something that you're not gonna like,
which is at daily.
Wow.
Sometimes hourly. Go ahead.
Meow. Kitty's got claws.
Oh, you got
today.
The cats, not me.
So you're saying that as a Packers fan,
yep,
in Houston,
yep,
who talks a lot of Packers. So it's a double standard, Joel.
No. I can talk about them, but I talk about them mostly openly and honestly.
Why can't they talk about the Dodgers then?
Because they're a national show.
And this is a Houston show.
Right, but that show is going across the country. All right,
I can keep doing this. This is going across
I know Houston. What you're saying, but here's what I said. Over our airwaves, one of the reasons why I, from the get-go of this show starting, when I talked about wanting to build my credibility, not just a basketball guy and a sports guy and everything else, one of the reasons why, just like you picking the Dodgers, of me being able to prove I'm going to be honest is, I'm honest with you in the fact that I am a Packers fan first in football.
I will give you credit, though. You're a Houston sports fan, too.
Yes, for sure.
And I think that...
And I'm a big Astros fan.
But, I think in doing what we do, you have to be a fan, but you also have to be objective. And yep. I think we certainly both are plenty of that. Yep. So I'm just giving you a hard time. But, yeah, I mean, I don't care if they do that. It doesn't affect... Because if you think about it, pretty much everybody other than Houston... You know what I mean? They don't care if they're rooting for the Dodgers on that show.
I mean, look, if we were going to be full of pandemonium, we both would have said Astros in four. Because
isn't that what you said, though? That was your pick.
No, it was not.
Oh.
Astros in six is what I said.
Okay.
And you know, if you want smoke blown up your tushy,
do you think
there's a flagship station right down the dial that can help you out?
Do you think the Astros have a chance to win all three at home and win the World Series?
I think there's a chance, yes. I think it's a pretty tall proposition because of the fact that you're going to see Clayton Kershaw on Sunday.
Okay.
And I know that, look, I think Wood is a good pitcher. I think that I'm really expecting nerves to play into this a little bit more than some of the other people that I've talked to, simply because the stage doesn't get any bigger and the lights don't get any brighter than a World Series game, and he's never had that experience. Believe me, it's going to change him at least a little bit. Springer was the one that first admitted it, now that he's kind of come out of it. About sometimes as much as you think you're prepared and ready for when the lights get the brightest and the stage gets the biggest, and sometimes you aren't and you press. That's what I've seen a lot of pitchers do this throughout the playoffs so far to this point. So that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at tonight I feel confident. Tomorrow I feel really good. Again, Charlie Morton my whole thing. I'm not worried about the offense at home. Charlie Morton is the thing that really worries me tomorrow night. I need him to be like he was in Game 7. And then Sunday is, for me, a crapshoot where, I think that team gave way too – it was one thing for the way Kershaw and the Dodgers won. It was another thing for all the gushing, that's just Clayton Kershaw and he's the best and he was on – I hate hearing that because I wanted guys that go, no, I had some opportunities, I missed them. So Sunday worries me.
Okay. I kind of like their chances better on Sunday just for the fact the way Keuchel pitches at home versus the way he does on the road. So I think – I mean, that was what, 3-1 game?
Yeah,
three mistakes were made in the whole game.
Yep.
I think they have a better shot to win that game at home with Keuchel at home going against Kershaw. You might see the old playoff Kershaw on that too.
You could. And here's the other thing: they're going to have to win a game on the road.
Well, they
another,
already have
another one. I'm sorry, another one. It's possible. Depending on what happens with Kershaw.
They have home field now.
Right. That's what I'm saying. If you got to go back for the final two, I mean, that's where you really you're going to have all the stress and the pressure are going to be back on your shoulders. I feel they're really loosey-goosey tonight, and if they win tonight, I feel like it's going to be a good weekend for the Stros. But again, Sunday with Kershaw, that's the one that I can't just guarantee you that, hey, they're going to come out strong, they're going to be the favorite. That worries me.
See, I haven't heard about this.
What's that?
And somebody just tweeted this, Mark.
Yeah.
Says, do you believe the bar fight story or AJ denying it? I hadn't heard about
okay,
that.
Okay, so I've heard it from both sides.
So because you had a link in our rundown
yep.
about it.
And
so what
TMZ
happened?
First started reporting that AJ Hinch at the hotel bar after game one got into an altercation with Dodger fans. Then there was at least people were speculating that AJ Hinch might have even thrown a punch. Now, I heard the other side of the equation after A.J. Hinch did have a press conference, too, to downplay the whole thing, going, it really sucks. And he did use pretty firm terminology. It really sucks that on the national stage with the biggest series of the year, we're talking about something that's a non-story. But from what I heard on the other side and from witnesses was Dodger fans walked into the bar. They were very disrespectful to female members of the Astros party that were in the bar, that A.J. Hinch stood up to stick up for them. And that because of it, the police were called to get them out of the bar. But that, of course, the story, the way it was reported, was A.J. Hinch in an altercation in a bar.
So you know people that were there? Or?
I don't know people. I read several stories on the internet from witnesses that were actually in the bar.
Okay, I thought you were saying
and
that
the objective
had
people
friends.
Said, look, people, at A.J. Hinch, some of the players, some of the wives, whatever, coaches' wives, people from the traveling with the Astros, they were all in the hotel bar, and some Dodger fans came in. They started trying to stir it up.
So there was no actual fisticuffs.
As far as the reports I read, there was no fist.
Okay. Well, then it doesn't matter. If there was no actual fisticuffs, I don't care who he yelled at or who yelled at him.
I agree.
I mean, at the end of the day, if he didn't punch anybody or get punched, that's no harm, no foul.
I agree with that totally, and it's a shame that it is coming up, but it did come up, it was addressed, and now hopefully it's behind us as we get ready for the weekend here in Houston.
And now Houston has to return the favor, right? You got to find out where Roberts is going to be, what bar, and then go say mean things to him.
He seems like such a good dude.
I know, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean,
such a nice guy. I want to hate that dude, but you can't.
I said
it's
to
like
Lisa,
Girardi. I want to hate Joe Girardi.
Yeah,
I can't hate Joe.
But
Girardi.
I said on the air,
I can't.
Until the whole shenanigans around the base paths the other night. And even to some degree, and all the bat licking, for the most part, I said the Dodgers are a very likable team, and they're very much mirroring on the National League side of it the Astros in terms of good young players coming up, really built the team really well. It's hard not to like them, and then they run the bases after home runs, and it ticks me off. All right, and by the way, just breaking news that we also see, and our friend of the show, Sarah Barshop, is reporting that the Houston Texans players considered staging a walkout. Following comments by Bob McNair that we've talked about here on the show, about 10 players, including DeAndre Hopkins, left the facility Friday. Sources told ESPN's Adam Schefter that Hopkins' absence from practice Friday was directly related to McNair's comment. And most of the players who left returned, and the remaining players were talked out of their protest by the coaching staff. So that's something that's out there for you guys as well as we continue to roll on. We're going to take a quick break, come back with a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere. Much more of the usual suspects. Two in the books, one to go. Plenty more of the big show. It's right here on ESPN 97.5.
Happy birthday, ESPN 97.5. We're 10. If you thought we were degenerates before, wait until we hit puberty.
Hold on to your butts.